Damn, it's about to rain. I can't sleep. I got school tomorrow. Man, they want me. Fuck. It's a story on my first bag of dope. Pay attention. Yeah. I can hear the wind blow. Watch the rain hit my window. It's late at night and all I see is fiends in their pintos. The year is 95, yes, I was only 9, but I'll be turning 10 that upcoming summer, July. Anyways, listen, cash is while I pitch it. It's 3 in the morning and I'm by my window sitting down, watching everything go brown. I was used to cop sirens, but now a new sound. Click, clack. Two men standing, one fell down. Even though it was raining, I saw what I saw. I jumped up in my covers and I was there like, ah. I'm back through the window, lost and just wondering. My dad woke up and asked, yeah, that SO is just thundering. He fell back asleep, he had to be back up at 6. I never told what happened, I knew not to snitch. Shit, I didn't sleep that night. In fact, I went out with my night like everything was alright. It's now 7 and getting ready for school. My friends knock at my door saying I'm ready, Regal. Cool. We got to walking when suddenly we just stopped. We came across what appeared to us a big blood spot. I asked him if he heard anything late last night. He said, yeah, like 4 gunshots. I was like, me too. I thought I was the only one. Did you see who did it? Nah, but I saw his gun. We kept walking, talking, trying to catch the morning's brunch. With 7 miles to feed at home, I was 10 much. Years old when the game found me. Now 10 years later, I would tell the story. You get no guarantee when you're fucking with the streets. Welcome to the fast life by any means. I was 10 years old when the game found me. Now 10 years later, I would tell the story. You get no guarantee when you're fucking with the streets. Welcome to the fast life by any means. Friday passed by, now it's Saturday night. I didn't have a scooter, I didn't have a bike. I was always pissed off, cause I had nothing in life. When I got bored, I would beatbox with a knife. I could hear cop sirens coming out of the way. As it got louder, it was coming towards my way. I could hear acceleration like in a car race. As it hit the corner, I then saw the car chase. But my life would take a turn in the moments of the hour. Thanks to that drug dealer in that Eddie Bauer. She wrecked in the creek by my house down the street. Jumped in the tunnels, but the law saw his feet. He put up a good fight when the cops pulled him out. He got free and took off running, then 2 shots were let out. One in the tree and the other in his back. Before he went down, I saw him throw a big old sack. The laws never noticed and I don't think they heard him. All they know is this man's from Friday night's murder. The whole neighborhood was outside looking shocked. As they took the man, he looked back at the block. As the night cooled down, I ran straight to the spot. Looking, searching, hoping to pick up what the guy dropped. I'm at the bus stop. There I came across an HEB bag that had about 100 rocks. I was 10 years old when the gang found me. Now 10 years later, I would tell the story. You get no guarantee when you're fucking with the streets. Welcome to the fast life by any means. Now I'm in my room looking at what I just got. Didn't know what I had, but I knew I had a lot. I wrapped it back up and placed it under my almohada. Didn't want anybody to see it, especially me mama. Hablé con mi hermana, a ver si me ayudaba. But all she told me is that you can be locked up for summers. Slanging that shit ain't nothing to play with. And if you're spotted on the block, make sure your ass leaves quick. With all the knowledge I got from my nigga Roddick, I learned all the basic strings to hustle and all the things beyond it. This whole shit was ironic, crazy how I made money. The game chose me, so I grabbed it and took off running. 10 years old on the block, I'm hustling. Who would have believed me if I wouldn't have said nothing?
To be continued.